Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to do something
And actually, I have an insect problem, so to speak, in my basement. And it needs to be addressed, okay? And I have to address it. I don't know what I'm going to do, actually, but I have to do something, right? But in the meantime, we'll figure this out. I'm going to get the show done, all right? Again, our show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. All of your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Now, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Now, before we get into the show, today's weather, we're looking at a 51 degrees outside, rain, and looking at a low tonight of 54, a high today of 50. On tomorrow, on Saturday, we're looking at a high of 76 and a low of 57, okay, and with a chance of rain. And Sunday, we're looking at 81, Monday, 82. So we're climbing up the scale here for next week, right? Climbing up the scale. So anyway, we're looking at good weather for the weekend. All right. Now, today's word of the day is, let's go here. Today's word of the day is Menage. Menage is a noun, and it means minority or a period of youth. Or lack of maturity, okay? Menage, N-O-N-A-G-E, menage, is a noun, and it means minority, period of youth, or lack of maturity, menage. All right? So that's a pretty good word, menage. All right, again, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome. Today's episode is entitled, Why Is It So Hard for Men to Tell Women That It's Over? Why is it so hard for men to tell women that it's over? Now, this is a subject that a young lady asked me to talk about again. Young ladies give me great subjects. They give me great subjects. And because of that, I asked them for subjects, right? I asked them for subjects to see what they come up with, right? And they usually come up with some great subjects. And I like that, okay? I like that. And this subject is, why is it so hard for men to tell women that it's over? Right? Why is it so hard? And I think it's something that, you know, that men got a problem with, they, not only is it hard to tell them that, you know, that it's over, because we don't want to hurt their feelings, right? We don't want to hurt their feelings, and we also looking at it as a way of sort of keeping things going, right? Keeping things going and not closing the door on that thing, right? Not closing the door on it. So that's something that we have to keep in mind and figure out, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and comment on the subject. Now, if you can, give me just a minute. I'll be right back. Hang on. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I just had to try to address my little problem there real quick. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Why is it so hard for men to tell women that it's over? And again, like I said, when men, we have a problem with telling telling women that, hey, it's over. You know, we don't want this anymore, right? We got a problem with that. And because of that, you know, what we don't want to, we don't want to hurt a woman. We want to try to, when we're done, when things are leading that way with a woman, we'll tell her, you know, we try to figure out how to tell her, how to tell her that it's over. And as we're doing that, you know, we'll kind of shut down on different things. We'll shut down on sex. We'll shut down on conversation. We'll shut down on being with her as far as, you know, going out on dates and things like that, trying to easily let them down, right? Easily let them down. So that's, and that's our deal. That's a man. And because, you know, he doesn't just want to come in and just bust her in the face and tell her, hey, it's over, I don't want you anymore, I'm moving on, I found someone else. We don't do that, okay? Because not only don't we want to hurt you guys, but we also try to keep the door open, so to speak. We try to keep the door open on the situation for as long as we can, right? We try to keep the door open as long as we can. And because of that, it's hard for us to just, you know, slap you in the face and say it's over. Now, a woman, she doesn't have any problems with doing that because women want to hurt us men to our core. They want to really pound it to us. They want to give us, they want to make it hurt, okay? So they'll tell us in a heartbeat, hey, I don't want you anymore. It's over. I'm going with Todd. You know, he's a better man, and he going to treat me right, and, oh, you can't, you don't do the things that Todd does for me, all this stuff. And they will. They'll hurt you to the core. But a man, for us, we try to, you know, take it easy and let you guys down with that feathery touch. Because, again, we want to keep the door open, right? Because, you know, we're selfish like that. We want to be able to come back, okay? We want to be able to, yeah, that's right, come back at a, you know, at a certain time. A friend of mine is shaking their head like, no, you know. But that's what we want to do. We want to come back at a certain time. So we want to keep that door open. We don't want to close that door completely. We don't want to nail it shut, right? So that's why it's so hard for us to tell women that it's over. Now, some men can do that. Some men can, you know, jump up and say in a heartbeat, hey, it's over, girl, and I'm out of here. I'm going over here with Susan, and we've been dating for the last 6 months now. I just didn't know how to tell you, but yada yada, you know, and they'll say it. But most men try to let you guys down easy. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, today is Friday. It's Free Fall Friday. Things are wet and a little bit on the cool side today, but we're looking at a great weekend. Hot during the weekend. It's on Sunday and then again on Monday. But why is it so hard for men to tell women that it's over? And again, we don't want to hurt, you know, especially if we care for you. You know, we may not be in love with you anymore, but we still care. And we never want to just hurt you so bad that you don't want to speak to us, you don't want to see us anymore or ever in your life. That's hard for a man to take. And again, we are selfish like that. Okay? We're selfish like that because, again, we want to keep the door open. Because, you know, we always say, we never know when we might want to come back to her. And someone said, well, Frank, you know, you're thinking about a young lady as why do you want to treat her like that when you don't want to be treated like that? And you want to be able to call her in the middle of the night and go see her. You want to have a booty call. Well, you know, the only way it becomes a booty call is if she allows it to become a booty call. Okay? You call her after you've been out drinking or whatever. You call her at 2 in the morning. You're on the way home or whatever. I'm going to call Susan to see what she's doing. Hey, Susan. Yeah, I mean, don't use me. I did not mean that. I'm just using it. Hey, Susan, it's Frank. What are you doing? Captain Frank, how are you? Well, because you didn't just, you know, pound it to the floor when y'all broke up, okay? Because you didn't, she's receptive to that, right? She's receptive to that, especially if she had tremendous feelings for you and you let her down easy, like we said, and the door is still open, like we said. Now, you don't know if Susan's gone out there and found her another man, but if she has, she'll tell you at that moment. But if she hasn't, she's going to think about allowing you to come over because you called, okay? So you call, hey, Susan, how are you? You know, I was out running a little bit and doing a few things, and on my way home, and I thought about you, wanting to call you and just see how you were doing, okay? Well, I'm doing great. I'm just kind of lying here watching TV, taking it easy and doing nothing, doing a lot of nothing. Oh, okay. Well, I was just checking in on you, wanted to make sure you were okay. And I thought about you because I'm not very far from your house, but I'm on the way home. So at that point, she's thinking, he's not far from the house. And, oh, man. Well, if, you know, you say you're close by.
Well, I'm close by. I'm about, probably about 10 minutes from your house.
Why don't you stop in for a minute?
Ah, that's all we want to hear, right?
And so that at that point becomes a booty call. Okay? Now, you know, we have it as a booty call because we made the call. Now, it's in her court because she picked up the ball and she's running with it. So now it becomes a booty call. Okay? Because she's running with it, and she's allowing you to come over and see her. Okay? Now, you know, that happens all the time. And that happened because we gave the feathery touch to letting you guys know that it's over. And that's what we do. Okay? Now, that's how we want to be let down as well. Y'all with me? That's how we want to be let down as well. Because if I've broken up with a female and I'm at home at night and watching TV, watching the game or whatever, and she calls me and says that she's on her way home, but she thought about me because she was like 10 minutes from my house, that's my immediate reaction. Stop by if you want. I'm not doing anything if you want to stop by for a minute. Because you let me down easily and men want to be let down easily, that, yeah, I want you to come over. Now I've turned it into a booty call. Right? So
that's the way that we want it to go. But women, they try to hit you so hard when they break up with you. They try to hit you so hard and want to just rip your heart out that most men, even though they're sitting at home alone watching the game and she calls, they'd be like, nah, well, a girl's going to be home soon. She's going to come by soon. So maybe we'll get together another time. Maybe we'll get together another time. And that just makes the woman crawl up the wall. That makes her crawl up the wall. Believe me, guys. That makes her crawl up the wall. Yeah, I have kind of been in this situation before. Wait, long time ago. Way before I got married, right? I've been in this situation. I was kind of in this situation before when I was in college, when I was on a summer work program. I was working, and I better cut this off because my wife's listening, and I better not go there. But anyway, you know, that's something that happens in that situation, okay? If you cut a man down like that, when you break it off with a man and you cut him down like that and cut him to the core, he's going to figure out some kind of way the next time you guys get in touch to bring the hammer down on you. Now, he didn't want to do that when he's breaking up with you. He wants to let you down easy because he want to keep that door open. But women don't think about keeping the door open when they're breaking up. They just want to rip your heart out. Okay, and then they want to come back at a later date and think you're supposed to open up to them and be all open arms when they do call back. Because guess what? When you break up with a man and you cut him to the core like that, usually that next guy is not what you think he is. And all you can do is continue to think about Frank. Hey, guys, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. That's all I have for you today. Today's been great. Friday, we're sliding right on into the weekend. Kind of wet out there. But everything seems to be okay. The weather's turning at this point. We're getting kind of into some warmer weather. I think we're going to have another little small. Who am I? Maybe not. I'm not a weatherman, right? But hey, guys, be safe. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on Monday morning, 10:30. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you.